A prolific God. Judges 12:8-15.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
After him, Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel. He had 30 sons and 30 daughters he sent outside his clan, and 30 daughters he brought in from outside his clan for his sons. He judged Israel 7 years. Ibzan died and was buried at Bethlehem. After him, Elon the Zebulunite judged Israel, and he judged Israel 10 years. Elon the Zebulunite died and was buried in Aijalon in the land of Zebulun. After him, Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Pirathonite, judged Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 sons' sons, who rode on 70 donkey colts. He judged Israel 8 years. Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Pirathonite, died, and was buried in Pirathon, in the land of Ephraim, in the hill country of the Amalekites. Here we read of 3 more judges. The first, Ibzan, had 60 children. Once again, this man was serious about God's command to reproduce, and once again, God blessed him with leadership. This time, we are told that Ibzan specifically chose husbands and wives from other families in Israel other than his own clan. I believe that this demonstrated his love for all Israel. If he was trying to protect his clan from the others, as you might have expected of the clans of Ephraim based on the last account, he probably would have tried to keep his family close, but instead, Ibzan reached out to other clans in Israel and made their families a part of his own. We aren't told anything about Elon except that he judged for 10 years. Then came Abdon. The Bible tells us that he had 40 sons. It is pretty clear that God was proud of him, because he mentioned them and their grandchildren here in the Bible. All 70 rode on donkey colts. Remember that this probably means that they were leaders in Israel. Once again, the leadership qualities of children demonstrated the care that Abdon had in teaching them, and even their children after them. It seems like many people in my culture today are afraid to have too many children. I have found, however, that the ones who have many children are every bit as happy, if not happier, than those who have few. It is God's purpose for most of us to have children. I think that the reason that people are worried today is because most people don't believe that God can handle it. They either don't believe in Him or think that we can make more children than God wants. There is no indication that God wants us to stop having children yet, though, and there is no indication in the Bible that we will have to worry about that. Instead, the Bible tells us that if people don't believe in Jesus, more than a third of the earth's population will be killed. Death is a much bigger problem for humans than life is. God loves life and wants us all to live, but He knows that we won't all choose it.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.